Hi, welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 15. I'm Janice.
And I'm David.
So David, you're coming to us today from your new home.
Yes, I am in the new condo by the beach in Naples with boxes everywhere. Yeah.
Boxes, but also a beautiful view, which you showed me earlier.
Yes. Well, I can't wait for you to visit and actually experience the Gulf from the balcony.
Yeah, nice. So your move inspired your last blog post, which was, do you know how to subtract?
Yeah, that's a funny question to ask adult leaders, but surprisingly, most people do not know how to subtract, including the three ladies who are most close to me beside you in my life right now.
Yeah, so let's give a little context about it's a fun and engaging title, but why don't you give a little context about what you're asking when you ask that question?
Right. Yeah. Thanks. Well, so let's just on the personal front, we are and did downsize from a house to an apartment, which most people, the family of four go the other way. So we are living the question, do we know how to subtract? Because we've had to unburden ourselves from lots of material items. And I think that's a good, unburdening is a good way of describing it as we think about our professional lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and you referenced the book Essentialism, and that's a book I also enjoyed. Actually, one of our tribe mates, Elena, from our leadership tribe, had suggested it to me, and I love the subtitle is The Disciplined Pursuit of Less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you and I have been talking about this for quite some time. I think it's... I feel like you're much more of an essentialist than I am, and so I admire you for that, and I learn from you, and I look to you as an example for how to live an essential life where you just really pare it down to the most important things and the what you do, what you have, who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's what I love, and so to bring it to sort of like a team context, because we're a work team, is with Sylvia as well, and you and I think we have different kind of ways of being around that. Like I am naturally, I think, much more essentialist, but can be too much that, right? And I think that you love new ideas, and sort of sparking this. And I think Sylvia is sort of more aligned with you on that, what can we do and more. And I think there's something important about having both of those, having the creativity and freedom to explore. And then, you and Sylvia and I, particularly last year, really sat down and said, okay, but let's decide for this year, what are the kind of key two or three things that we really want to achieve in our business.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. And what was coming up for me as you were sharing was the metaphor of landscaping and trimming bushes back and trees. Like there's growth, and it's also coming up for me because moving into the condo is I don't have to do this anymore. Right. So you have all, especially in Florida, we have all this rain and sunshine and things grow. Mm-hmm. And then you look at it and it can overgrow and choke off other things. And so from time to time you have to trim back. And so that's something you can do with your team. Like we did, mm-hmm. say, okay, as we look forward, what what are the things that are essential for us as a team, and what are the things that we do that are we could trim?
Yeah. And I think, like, I remember too, like, one of the things we did, there was some things that we were like, yeah, we really want to do that, but that's more like 2 years from now or 3 years from now. Because right now it's like, you know, our focus is on building our community, you know, and really, like, in a lot of ways this year we wanted to, like, create a new online course and have these two great online courses that we love to deliver. And so then it's like, we kind of know that, right? And we know that that's our focus. But I think, like, one of the things, I think there's kind of two things. Like, one is you need time and space to consider those options and make those decisions, and then you need to say no to some things.
Right.
And both of those, I think, are challenging in today's work environment, having time to think and then, you know, being willing and able to say no to things, or not now.
Or right, no, not now. Yeah, I think that's good. The tendency is more, always more is better. And you know, my father was always fond, before this became an expression that people really used. I mean, I'm talking 30, 40 years ago, my father used to say, less is more. You know, that's, so when less, and what he meant by that is, like, when you're not all cluttered or full up, then you can actually create something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you were, just before we started recording, you were telling me a story about, like, at Princeton when.
Yeah. So, thanks for reminding me of that. So it was very interesting when I was leading the team at Princeton, I would have interactions with members of the board of trustees and the senior leadership of the university. And, you know, they would ask me, you know, what do you guys do? And we said, well, we connect faculty with corporations and foundations. And then they would be like, well, what do you guys do? I was like, well, I just told you, that's what we do. and money flows from that. Mm-hmm. So it can be, you know, but it was so interesting to be in those conversations because they were just wanted more. They wanted to know more. And I think when you have that kind of clarity around, like we do in our business, around helping leaders in the nonprofit world, and now we have, like, a couple of really core things that we know work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just really helpful in terms of saying what you do and what you don't do.
Yeah. And we, you know, I'm just thinking as you say that, like, we have had a few conversations, you know, sort of over the last year where, you know, we could have been tempted by other opportunities. And one of the things that I really love is, we often take a stand for, like, you know, this is really, like, us at our absolute best, and this is where we have the most impact. And there are other organizations and companies already doing, you know, other things that are needed. And
yeah,
you know, to kind of have that confidence and power to say, like, you know, if you want to work with us, like, you're going to get your best out of us if it's X, Y, or Z, you know. And then if you want that and we don't do that, then, you know, we're happy to sort of have you go somewhere else. And that's a bit scary for us as entrepreneurs, but ultimately now we can see, you know, that we are having the impact that we want to have because we're doing the work we most believe in and attracting people that, you know, we most want to work with.
Yeah. And, you know, we get approached and asked quite frequently about, well, do you do any fundraising training? You know, and up until recently we've said no. Now that may change because Sylvia is interested in doing that, especially in Spain and in Europe, where the nonprofit world and fundraising is a little bit not as mature as it is in North America. So, you know, for the audience, you know, stay tuned. There might be like a downloadable course that she will create, and we will support her in doing that. And so you can start to think that way, like, okay, it was like a no, not now for this year for us, even though we kept getting asked about it.
Yeah. So that's sort of, you know, something for us as a team. So let's give, you know, our listeners, our leaders, and they have teams. So let's give them something that they can try.
Yeah. So what we want you to try is, we're almost at, like, the midpoint of the year, a little bit past it. So the invitation is for you in your next staff meeting to sit down with your team and ask, what can we subtract? Like, what can we stop doing for the rest of the year? That's the invitation. It's like, it could be that simple. Like, one thing that you will stop doing.
Yeah. And I'll mention too, if you haven't had a chance already to read the blog post, Do You Know How to Subtract? That's on fundraisingleadership.org. You could share that with your team, you know, in advance of the meeting to kind of get people primed and thinking about the idea. As we said, the book Essentialism is a great resource. So we'll invite you to go put that into practice.
All right. Take care.
See you soon.